אוקיי, בעזרת השם. Yesterday I heard something ממש amazing. It's written in the Gemara, ממש, it's something that ממש to... We're so lucky, each and every one of us, ממש, so lucky that we can never imagine. In the world, it's written, האמת תהיה נהדרת, the truth is going to be hidden. No one's going to find the truth. But for us, everything is so revealed. ממש, you just need to jump into it, you have it. Available to everyone. It's written in the Gemara Kedusha, I wrote it for myself, it's written that that Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, he told him, Efo Bar Nafli? Where is Bar Nafli? Where is the one that is falling all of the time? The one that he have downs. Where is he? So Rabbi Yitzchak answered to him, who is it Bar Nafli? I don't know who is that Bar Nafli. So Rav Nachman told him, it's Mashiach. Mashiach, it's Bar Nafli. He's the one that is falling all of the time. So Rav Yitzchak asked him, to Mashiach, you're calling Bar Nafli? He's the one that got all of those fallings, the one that have all of the downs. This is the name that you call Mashiach. Mashiach is the king. This is how you call him the king. So he told him, I learned it from David HaMelech. He's the seed of David HaMelech. On David HaMelech it's written, Sukkah David HaNofalet. That the Sukkah of David HaMelech is falling all of the time. All of the time. What it means, Sukkah? This is his house, but it's house of Arai. It's not a set house. So David HaMelech, he doesn't have a house. And the house that he built for himself always falling. This is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech said, there was one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David HaMelech a question. He told him, there was a decree, punishment, that David HaMelech had to go through with all of Am Yisrael. And he asked him, what you choose, what you rather? Or to have Dever, I think, no. It was a certain disease for 3 years. Michila, it was enemies. It was to be conquered by a different nation for 3 years, or to have Dever, the
plague.
For 3 days. What you choose? So he chose the plague. And he said, Nipelana beyad Hashem ki rabim rachamav. He asked, he said, I want to fall into the hands of Hashem because His mercy is huge, and not to fall in the hands of the enemies, and not to fall in the hands of Basar Vadam. And this is the wisdom of Mashiach. This is the wisdom that of Rabbi Nachman HaKadosh. This is the wisdom of Rav Shalom. This is what we're talking about all of the time. If a person is holding that wisdom, that he's falling, so when he's falling, he is falling to the hands of Hashem Yitbarach, so he's holding in the level of Mashiach. This is the wisdom of Mashiach. You have the wisdom of Mashiach. This is it. You know that you don't have no fallings. You're not falling in the hands of the enemies. What the enemies are saying to the person? Amalek, Bil'am, all of the Yetzirah of the person. What he's saying to you all of the time? I heard those wonderful words from Rav Ofer Erez. So, what the Yetzirah is saying to the person? I got you. This is it. You're in my hands. You're not going to go out from here. You're never going to get married. You're never going to have money. This is it. You're in my hands. Now you're trapped. You don't have no hope. This is the language, the way of speaking of the Yetzirah. I got you. I got you now. And this is it. But we should not fall to the hands of the enemies. Lo lipol liyad ha'oyvim. Not to be in the hands of the enemies. Mean only in the thoughts. Only in the faith. I know that all of the downs that I have, I'm falling, nipelana beyad Hashem, I'm falling in the hands of Hashem. Because there is no other reality except of the reality of Hashem Yitbarach in the world. Enod milvado. All of the Yetzirah, it's imaginations, it's illusions, it's not a reality at all. This is something that each and every one of us, and it doesn't matter in which level we're holding, we can walk with those words all day long, every day, and even in the worst day of the world. I'm with Hashem, I don't care, I'm with Hashem, and this is it. And this is the wisdom of Mashiach. This is the wisdom that's going to be revealed when the land going to be full with wisdom, and then everything going to be so wonderful. Everyone going to know what? That Hashem is one and His name is one. Means that even when it's hard and even when it's good, it's all Hashem. So we are living by the wisdom of Mashiach. Or at least we heard about it and we know what it means, and we know on what to put the effort and the prayers and the effort to work on. We know on what? People walking outside like zombies, from outer space. They don't know what to do, what's good, what's bad, should I learn, not to learn. They don't have no advice. My advice is to serve Hashem, to ask Hashem for an advice. I don't know. I also don't know if I should learn or not, but I know that I can ask. I know that I can talk about it with Hashem. I know that Hashem is close to me in every situation. If I become to be the biggest tzaddik of them all, Hashem is there, higher than you, bigger than you. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Moshe Rabbeinu? The biggest one of them all. When you look at Moshe Rabbeinu and you see Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu been cancelled in a moment. He's nothing corresponding to Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Reuven. And if you're going down to hell, Chas Shalom, Atziya Sheol, Hineka. You see Hashem also there. Even the sheets of hell, Hashem is there. Hashem is hugging you over there. We need to understand that wisdom and to walk with it no matter what's going to happen. Because everyone have a tikkun in this world. And everyone going to go through a lot in this world. And Rabbeinu said a person cannot be a kosher person without having thousands of up and downs in his life. Nothing going to change it. Harav Shalom has got thousands or millions of up and downs in his life. You can ask him. He said, if you want to see someone that nothing is going like he wants it, look at me. This is me. And you from the side going to say, no, look, Harav, he's successful, he's doing, he's selling, he's making. He said, if you're going to check my will and my desire, and you're going to check the results, you're going to see that I haven't made nothing from what that I wanted to achieve. Nothing. He wants to bring Mashiach. He wants to bring the salvation. He wants all of Am Israel to be happy. Look, everyone depressed. His students, his best students, are totally depressed. Everyone are coming and crying and whining. So, what success he's got if his sons and his kids are going with their head down? What success he's got? If he's the only happy person in the world, which success he's got? He wants everyone to be happier than him. So he's failing every day. He's failing and failing. He's happy. All right, I'm happy. So what? It's not what that he's looking for. He wants you to be happy. When you're going to be happy, this is his success. And you know how much effort you should put on that. Minimum 10 minutes a day to pray on happiness. That you're going to smile in the time that you're thanking Hashem. Even in the Itbodedut, while we're thanking, we're in the press. Thank you, Hashem. Yes, now I need to thank you for 10 minutes. You see, where you got me. Now you brought me to the place that I need to thank you. Half an hour. This is how I should spend my Itbodeduyot. Instead of being Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of being Mashiach, now I need to thank you for half an hour. Complaining and whining and arguing. With the one that gives us everything that we need. Everything that we need. If you're going to check yourself, I said, even if you got to that understanding, conclusion, I'm the worst one, this is it. You have a flag and you're waving it and this is it. You put yourself in the worst place of them all. This is it. You're the worst one. Wonderful. You have proofs from that. Found it in Likutei Moran. It's great. Wonderful. You are the worst one in the world. Great. If you're going to observe on the things that you do have, with all of your lackings, you're going to be amazed. You're going to see that your being, your kiyum, the fact that you stay alive, and you're eating, and you're breathing, and you're drinking, and you're sober, and you have friends, and you have someone to talk to, it's beyond nature. And how many mitzvot you're keeping, and the reward to the world to come, and how much knowledge you have in this world. And how many people you saved from sure death with your advice. And how many situations you had in your life that you helped people to smile and to live a better life and to give an advice to a person to cheer him up. Is it small for you? Is it something small that you helped so many people in your life? Is it something small? And the options that you have in the future, you can never imagine how much you can afford, you can achieve, how much you can do. This is the land of, how you say, possibilities, opportunities. This is the land of opportunities. You can achieve everything. Everything that you want. So you cannot achieve it yet because you lack of a little bit more prayers, and maybe 1 minute going to change it all. You can never tell. Maybe you lack of one moment of prayer, of faith, of wishing to Hashem Yitbarach. Maybe one mitzvah going to change it all. You can never tell. You can never tell. This is why Rabbeinu said, "En yeush ba'olam klal." No despair in the world at all, at all. It's not an option. Rabbi Natan said, even if they're going to send me to hell, I'm going to start saying Torah from Likutei Moharan, and all of the righteous people from heaven are going to come to learn that Torah with me in hell, and it's going to be heaven. Memorize the shortest Torah. There is Torah Kuf Nun, I think, here. Kuf Nun Zayin. 3 lines in Likutei Moharan. Memorize it. Learn it by heart. Rabbeinu is saying, אם ידבק עצמו לדברי התורה, if a person gonna attach himself to the words of Torah, היוצאים מפי הצדיק, that comes out from the mouth of the צדיק, תמה אני, I'm wondering, Rabbeinu is saying, איך אפשר אחר כך לסבול ולחפוץ חיי העולם הזה? How can a person stand living in this world? How can you stand living in this world? This is Torah מליקוטי מוהר"ן. וזהו, and this is what it's written, כל הנהנה מדברי תורה, everyone that enjoy from words of Torah, נוטל חייו מן העולם. He takes his life from this world, meaning he cannot enjoy from this world anymore. והבן היטב, and then understand it carefully. This is a complete Torah. Learn that Torah. You have heaven in the world to come, even if they're going to give you a psak of death, to go to hell, to suffer 20 years. You're going to take that Torah of Likutei Moharan, start saying that in heaven. You're going to see it's going to be spring in the middle of heaven. You're going to see all of the righteous people going to come to listen to that Torah. It's a Torah that comes out from heaven. This is the Nachal Novea Mekor Chochmah. Rabbeinu is explaining, Rabbi Natan is explaining, that the Mekor Chochmah, the source of wisdom, it's coming from Eden, from Gan Eden. This is the Nachal Novea Mekor Chochmah. It brings, it's watering heaven. It's watering all of the tzaddikim, all of the righteous people, even if they're not aware to that. People enjoying from that tree, from the fruits, from the shade of that tree, even without knowing that tree. How many people outside are saying to everyone, smile, don't worry, everything good, akol etovah. People are saying it. Even a lot of people are not Breslev. And they're saying, akol tov, everything is good, faith. All of those words. Everyone that learned a little bit, books of Judaism, books of Hasidut, it's not written over there. It's only the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Only Rabbeinu brought that wisdom to the world, to cheer up, to get stronger, to stand up again on your legs. All of the words of Chizuk, it's a concept that Rabbeinu brought to the world. All of that, itchazkut, it came from Rabbeinu. When other righteous people wrote about those subjects, they didn't have the power to influence people, to change people's life. And today people are using those wisdom that came by the merit of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and they're using it, and it's allowed. We don't have a problem. Rabbeinu said, if there is someone that by mentioning my name, he will not accept my advice, so tell him that it's your chidush. I don't have a problem with it. Rabbeinu said, I forgive, take it, it's yours. Rabbeinu wants to help. Rabbeinu doesn't care about his name. Today people writing books on faith, people writing books on tshuva. It's all coming out from those wisdoms of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They don't want to say that it's coming from those sources. Okay, can understand that. I hope they don't imagine to themselves that really they are the author, that they are the one that are writing those books. Like that you have a Rav Shalom, that after that he finished writing the book, Garden of Faith, he's saying to you that he never wrote that book. That Bor Olam wrote that book. This is the real wisdom. That you know that you are nothing. That you are in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. That Hashem is writing with you. That Hashem is building with you. That everything is going through you. You are not teaching. You cannot teach. Because you're not a reality at all. But achonel le'adam da'at, the one that give wisdom to the man, to the person, he can give you wisdom. And if he decided to help another person through you, he's going to use you to teach another person. But by the fact that he used you, it doesn't make you to be the creator. It doesn't make you to be not a rav, not a rebbe, not a teacher, not a tutor, nothing. Just a pipe. One time they came to the Rav Cheshin, that he was a huge, huge tzaddik chassid breslev. He was one of the lamed vav tzaddikim nistarim. They came to him and they told him, "Arav, arav, arav." He told him, "I'm not a rav." He shouted in the Bet Knesset. How he said, "Smartut ritzpa." How he said,
"A rag to clean the floor."
"I'm a rag to clean the floor." He shouted in the middle of the Bet Knesset. "I'm just a rag to clean the floor with him." If you're gonna check it, you're gonna say, "Wow, look what a humble person." It's not his humility at all. It's not his. He's not humble. He is. He was, but not by that. This is reality. With what you're cleaning something, with a rag to clean the floor, right? So if you're using him to clean other people, so what is he? A rag. The Torah, it's water, so you're watering it. It's become to be soaked and wet with Torah. It's the power of the rag and the water that cleaning the person, the other person. Rav Shalom said, all of our humility, it's reality. It's not humility, it's reality. That you are zero, that you are nothing, that you are a rag to clean the floor, if you have the merit that someone going to clean with you. There is people that are filthing the floor. There is people that are cleaning the floor. It's reality. It's not humility. Humility is something that belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know what is it. I never heard a Rav explaining what is it. Rabbeinu in Sefer Amidot is saying that until that a person is praying on Am Israel, he cannot know what humility is. He can never tell. Only when you start praying on Am Israel, then you can learn what it means, humility, anava. But until then, not to take your head down, and not to say yes, and not to be polite, and to give up, and to give, this is all reality. It's all reality that you should do all of those things. Who are you to talk? Who are you to rebuke? Who are you to claim, to demand, to say, to shout, to curse? It's all avonot, it's all sins. I told you, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said, a person that is keeping all of the Shulchan Aruch, from Aleph at Taf, until Taf, until the last part of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a righteous man. It's a good Jew, it's a Yehudi, that keeps Shulchan Aruch. All of the Shulchan Aruch, all of the Halachot, from the first one to the last one, it's a Jew. A tzaddik, it's something else. A tzaddik, it's written, it's Mande Natir Brit, it's a holy man that is doing a lot more than he required to. It's Matzdik Arabim, it's someone that is justifying others, running after people and holding their hands and helping them, take them out of hell, take them out of filth, out of mud, and holding their hands and helping them, telling them, cheer up, do, smile, Hashem is with you. This is a righteous man. If this is really who that he is, a man of truth, a man of Mesirut Nefesh, this is a righteous man. Like we said on David HaMelech, David HaMelech is the one that is falling and falling. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. Seven times. Seven times, it doesn't mean only seven. It means in every floor, like I told you that once. It means in every floor, there is only seven floors. So he's falling on all of the floors. This is David HaMelech. In the Limud, he's falling. When he's praying, he's falling. In his Dibodeduyot, he's falling. In his relationships, he's falling. With his parents, he's falling. With his brothers, he's falling. But he knows how to stand up back on his legs. This is a righteous man that never gives up. Never gives up. This is the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, our holy Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he's saving the world, that he signed it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Guarantee. He signed a guarantee to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to bring all of the world to do tshuva. This is an obligation that Rabbeinu accepted it on himself. You see, nations, you see, Goyim are coming to look for Rabbeinu. I told you there was Ishmaelit, Arviah here in Eretz Israel, a very famous woman, that she's in the politics, something, I don't know what. She was interviewed in the television, and she said something, words of Rabbeinu. She quote Rabbeinu, she quote Rabbi Nachman, Ishmaelit. So the man that interviewed her, the reporter, he asked her, what you said? Something in Yehush Ba'olam. I don't know what she said. Something, everything is good. I don't know what she said. He asked her, what you said? She said the same sentence again, the same words. Told her, you know who said those words? She said, yes. This is Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev that said those words, and he was a very good person, Ben Adam Tov Me'od, and me and my mother are going to his grave that it's in Uman in Ukraine. Wow. In the television. My mother called to tell me that. It's craziness. This is the power of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In all of basketball courts, in all of soccer courts, they're singing all, the main thing is not to be afraid. I remember myself when I was 5, 6 and 7 singing that song. And Rabbeinu said those words. And when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old, I wasn't aware to the concept that caused Rabbeinu. No religious, no Judaism, nothing. Who thought about those things at all? And everyone singing, you know what it makes? It makes something. It makes something else. I don't remember the name of the tzaddik that said that, but he said that even by going to Uman, without all of what that Rabbeinu is doing in Rosh Hashanah, without the power of Rabbeinu, only the fact, maybe it was Rav Kaduri or Rav Avadia Yosef, who said, one of them, I don't remember, Rabdi. So one of them, he said, even just the fact that all of those thousands of Am Yisrael are going to do something together, good thing, to keep Shabbos, to keep the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov over there, only that makes a huge, huge noise in heaven. Huge, Rash, Gadol, Bashamayim. Only that thing that Am Yisrael are doing something together, think about it. 40,000 people are going together, holding hands. Those going to the mikveh, those going to the shul, those going to the market, but they're all together, waiting that Rosh Hashanah is going to come, all doing vidu, saying tikkun haklali, going to the mikveh. Thousands of people going to the mikveh, in one place, in one mikveh. Can you imagine?
It's a miracle, it's a rush. To put me in that mikveh, it's amazing. And that I'm going to want to do it again next year. To make a good taste out of that. That you know, the mikveh of evening of Rosh Hashanah. I gave you an advice last year, but it's not working anymore. I told you that in the time of the Tikkun HaKlali HaOlami, when everyone is saying Tikkun HaKlali, you can say it very fast, and then to run to the mikveh. Or to go fast enough to go back before the finishing and to join them to the Tikkun HaKlali, because you're not allowed not to say. If there is thousands of Am Yisrael, you're not allowed not to say with them. It's not it go to do. You have to be part of Am Yisrael. Thousands of people saying Tikkun HaKlali. Thousands, more than 10,000, maybe 20,000 people. And also hearing it in all of the radio stations, the Haredi radio stations in the world in the same time. It's huge things. So I gave you the advice to run to the mikveh first, but last time I saw that I was wrong and it's not working anymore. Too many people got that advice already. So Bezrat Hashem, just to get stronger and to understand, those fallings are coming from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We're in the hands of David HaMelech, the hands of Borei Olam. So let's Bezrat Hashem learn a little bit from the Torah 29, Kaftet, in part Tet, Rabbeinu is saying, Veze b'chinat masa umatan be'emunah. And this is the aspect of negotiating, yes?
Yeah.
Business with faith. Easier. Ki mi she'eino oseh masa umatan be'emunah, because a person that is not keeping his business with faith, hu meshuka b'ta'avat mamon. He is stuck with lust, desire for money. And he's stealing from his friend.
azay hu me'orer damim hanal. So by that he is waking up those bloods, chas shalom, to conquer and to control. Bivchinat, in the aspect of what it's written, madua adom lilvushech hanal. Why you have red color on your clothes, chas shalom. Vegorem dam nida lashchina, and he's causing the blood of nida to the shchina. We learned before, in the shiur, in the class for the internet, I told them, explained it, that the shchina is the tzaddik. Rav Shalom explained that, in Likutei Moharan it's written that the shchina is the tzaddik. He's the shchina, he's the middleman, he's standing between Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the tzaddik. So making the tzaddik, chas shalom, to be nida, chas shalom, to be contaminated. That he cannot approach Hashem, that he cannot go to talk to Hashem. Bivchinat, in aspect of uzahavam lenida, their goal become to be nida. A person that is doing his business without faith, without being loyal, with desire for money, wants just more and more and more and more, all of his gold, all of his income becomes to be nida, contaminated. Vezeu damim tarte mashma. And this is what it's written in Masechet Megillah, that the money calls damim, bloods also. It's one of the names, nicknames of money. And also blood itself, it calls damim. Both of them called damim, blood and money. So you see that the money can be bloody, yes, red, bloody money. Hainu dam nida al yedei hamamon, means the blood of nida by money, happens by money. Bishvil ze nikra gzela bechinat beged. This is why stealing, it calls, it's written, it's an aspect of beged. Beged, it's also clothes, that someone is wearing a beged, clothes. And also, it's betrayed. Also, leshon livgod, to betray. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, uveged bogdim bagadu. They stolen, they were taking their clothes, they were stealing. Hainu pgama bgadim anal. This is the defect of the clothes, like we talked, that the question is, madu adom lilvushech, why your clothes are not white, why they're red. Bechinat shenimtza revav al bgadav, it's an aspect of that filth that they found on the clothes of the Talmid Chacham. וזה שתרגם יונתן, and this is what that יונתן translated, and he wrote on the verse על פסוק ובגד בוגדים בגדו הנעל, on that verse that we just mentioned, on the clothes it's written בזוזה ובזוזה דבזוזה. So the bizah, it's the way of saying stealing, taking, and also zuzim livzoz, it's to take money with against the permission, and also zuzim, it's one of the names of money also. Haynu bechinat ahavat mamon, an aspect of desire for money. Shekol ma sheyesh lo yoter hu chomed yoter, that as much as he is achieving, he desire more. Giving to him 100, he wants 2. Giving him 200, he wants 4. וזה עיקר תיקונו של המסע ומתן. And this is the main way of fixing how to do business. שיכוון, that the person is going to have an intention בכל הילוך והילוך. In every effort that he's doing in Parnasa, every step that he's walking to achieve money. ובכל דיבור ודיבור, and in every word, every speech, every word that he's saying, שהוא הולך ומדבר בשעת המסע ומתן, in the time while he's walking to do his business, שכוונתו, that his intention gonna be, כדי שירוויח, that he gonna gain, כדי שייתן צדקה, because he wants to donate, to give צדקה. And it's not allowed to have only an intention. Also, you have to do it after. When you're gaining money, you need to give money, share from that money to tzedakah. There is a lot of poor people. Now we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. There is a lot of people that doesn't have even a way of thinking how to achieve money for a ticket to Uman. People don't have money for the dorms, for the guys. People came to me and talked to me about money. guys that are here alone in Eretz Israel, that they don't have money for rent. They don't have money to stay in Eretz Israel. People with 5 and 6 kids, or 7 or 8 kids, they don't have enough parnasa, and they still want to learn Torah. What to do? They love the Torah. They want to be close to Hashem. They don't want to cancel. Go to work. If you're going to go to work, you're going to find 4,000 shekels a month. All right? What is going to give him? He's going to pay the rent. It's not enough. The wife, she's got 8 kids. How is she going to go to work? Now you want to talk about all of those chas v'shalom words of Reshaim, Sonei Israel, that are talking against the learners of Torah Kedoshah, holy people that are dedicating their lives to live in religious areas, to live close to the Kedoshah, close to the Tzadikim, and they rather to live in poverty than to chase after money and desires all of their life. Now we're going to stop them even from chas v'shalom having kids and building wonderful houses of Bnei Israel. If the Mashiach is going to come from that family, you can tell someone, a Jew, not to bring kids to the world, chas shalom. If the next one is Mashiach, you can say, where Mashiach is going to come? When Shmuel HaNavi looked at all of the sons of Yishai, he mistaked in all of them, and he thought all of them were going to be Mashiach. Just only David HaMelech, he would never choose him. He wasn't look like Mashiach at all. The Gemara is saying that he had red color in his hair and also in his face. He was all red. Kulo admoni. What it's written on David HaMelech, that he had good eyes and yefe enayim betov ro'i, it means that he was looking at the good things, not that he had blue eyes or green eyes or I don't know what, crazy eyes. He was looking only on the good that was in everything. This is how Rav Shalom explained it in the book David HaMelech, on David HaMelech, that he was observing and looking only on the good side of everything, on the positive side. You think that you can tell who's going to be Mashiach? Rabbeinu said Mashiach is going to be 13 years old when he's going to start conquer the world. Any 13 years old we're going to contradict and argue with, no matter who it's going to be. And for sure that he's going to come from a very... Rabbeinu said it, it's written in the Sefer HaNisraf, or maybe it's in the Megillat Sarim. Rabbeinu wrote it, that Mashiach is going to come from a medium parents. Medium, regular. Regular parents Mashiach is going to have. They're going to be normal people. Normal people. We're not normal, so we don't need to worry about it. But Rabbeinu said, Mashiach is going to come from a regular family. Rabbeinu know who is Mashiach. Rabbeinu said all of the details about Mashiach. We, Baruch Hashem, don't know those details. But Rabbeinu revealed that. He said it to Rabbi Natan and to Rabbi Naftali. Who Mashiach is going to be, from which family? Regular, normal family. We can say, Chas Shalom, to a Jew not to bring kids to the world, Chas Shalom. So it's our job to have that intention, to gain money with that meaning, to give tzedakah. And when you have money, you have to get rid of those bloods. Those bloods are going to purify you. It's a thick blood. When you're holding all of your money, you have more than you need. If now you finished your shopping for Shabbos and you have 70 shekels in your wallet, you don't need them. You don't need them for Sunday. You don't need them for Yom Rishon, not for Monday. You don't need them for Motzei Shabbat. Give them to someone else. For you, it's nothing. It's in the wallet. It's your safety, your confidence. For him, it can be challah, it can be meat, it can be a bottle of wine. It can be all of his Shabbos. For you it can be cake in 50 shekels, and for him it can be all of the supply for Shabbos. And we need to think about it. When you're eating that cake in Shabbos, you should think about your neighbor. It's our obligation. And if we don't like to talk about it, we need to talk about it with Hashem in the field, because we're in a problem. If we don't want to be generous, how Kadosh Baruch Hu going to be generous with us? You want Him to be generous with you beyond what that you are supposed to get, right? Not by judgment, by kindness, by mercy. So if you want Him to be with you by mercy, by kindness, so you need to be like that also. In the way that a person is measuring, is doing things, this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is measuring for him. Bader sheba adam moded, modedin lo. If you're chas shalom cheap, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be cheap also. And if you're going to be generous, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see, oh, look at him,
He's generous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be large also. He doesn't have a problem. Rav Shalom said a few days ago in a shiur, he said something maybe a few weeks ago, I heard it in a CD that they recorded that shiur. He said if a person, he said it also in one of the Wednesdays that we were here together. Rav Shalom said, a person that believes in Hashem Yitbarach, that he believes that Hashem Yitbarach is Kol Yachol, he's got all of the powers, so he, that Jew, he's got all of the powers also. You become to be Kol Yachol also. Because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything, and you believe that He loves you, and that you have only one job, to pray, to ask, and if you're going to do that, you can achieve everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you everything. So you want to buy a house, don't pray on 3 rooms. Pray on 5 or 6 or 7 with a backyard. Don't stop the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I told you yesterday, that a friend told me, I don't know if I should bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu on giving me another 2,000 shekels for the rent if I'm going to take a bigger house. I told him, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit. You need to relax from those 2,000 shekels. What are you going to do? Where are you going to find a source? You need to find a donor to give you another 2,000 shekels a month. Mamash, you made Hashem suffer so much for you. Where are you going to find? Until now he was giving to you 10,000 and now he's going to give you 12. What he going to do? He need to work, how you said? Overtime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas Shalom. Li ha-kesef ve-li ha-zahav ne'um Hashem. I have all of the gold and all of the silver words of Hashem. Hashem can give you everything. Just open your mouth. Pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need it. For your avodat Hashem. I'm serving you. Okay, I have to come to the field with courage. With power. Hashem, I need a wife. Hashem, we need kids. Look, my wife, she cannot stand this life without kids, Hashem. Please, I'm sorry that I'm demanding, Hashem. She cannot stand it anymore. She is mamash, almost gonna crash. This is it, Bo'olam. Give her kids. I know I'm not worthy. I know that I sinned. Like that, 6 hours, 60 hours. 6 hours every day. Until you can have kids and you can have kids. No doubt. Why someone else have kids and you won't? Well, Hashem, you think he loves him bet more? No, it's my tikkun. No, it's your depression. It's not your tikkun. It's your sadness. It's the fact that you don't believe that Hashem is mercy. That Hashem can give you whatever you want in the best quality, a lot bigger than what that you achieve, that you are praying on. A wife, a house, a car, tshuva, to be righteous man, to know all Shas, to know all of the Gemara. Harav Berlan said to Harav Shalom, I woke up one morning and I had all of the Torah in the palm of my hand. All of the Torah. One morning. You think that Hashem loves him more than he loves you? Forget it. All of his life he went with that humility that he is the worst one, that he needs to do tshuva. When his wife, she was rebuking him, Harav Shalom told us that Harav Berlan was crying. He asked him, why are you crying? He said that I'm crying for her, that she is married to such a Rasha, that it's me that she needs to suffer so much. I'm crying on hell. So he was humble. He lived the fact that he's zero. And he made it. And he done huge things in his life. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know how to talk. Avraham Avinu, born from a father that he was a Rasha. His mother, she was a Nida. When he came to the world, David HaMelech, everyone said on him that he is a doubt of a Jew. That he's not for sure a Jew. Everyone was chasing him. Yosef HaTzadik was in Egypt, was in prison. Yaakov Avinu was chased by his brother. All of the righteous people are suffering. Don't imagine to yourself that because you have Yetzer Hara, so it means you cannot be holy. Just Yetzer Hara has conquered you with sadness and laziness, that you don't believe in yourself, that you don't believe that Hashem loves you. But if you're going to fight with that Yetzer Hara and going to convince yourself, Hashem loves me, Hashem never going to drop me, because of His merciness, not because of me. Not because I'm an angel. Because that He is good. Because He loves everyone. Because He's going to the filth, to the depths, to love and to give hope and help to everyone. This is Him. This is why He's going to help me. Not because I'm righteous. I'm not. I know my lackings. On that I'm confessing. This is why I'm doing tshuva every day. But because that I know that He is so good, that He's so wonderful, I'm sure that He's going to help me. No doubt. Like he never dropped me before, he never gonna leave me in the future. Chazak uvaruch. Amen ken yi ratzon. Thank you very much.